Yeah, yeah. On my main job, construction, I pretty much almost got our year sealed up. December, I turned around and landed a couple of really big jobs up at OIT, so I think I'll look for one more big one, and then, yeah, I'm done as far as estimating. I'm done for the next this year, but yeah, I still got all the submittals and paperwork and turn around getting the jobs and change orders and everything else on them things done. So that's when my work starts, which will start in June. I got to have all submittals done by then. Yeah, it'll be working again. So we're kind of slack time right now, but June it'll be hot and heavy with getting these things completed before August. We got to have them done, I think, by August 15th.
Yeah, for sure, 'cause come around summertime, I might be doing rotating weekends just on call for, what I do and stuff, but hopefully that's not going to be, more than 1 week in a month, 'cause I got fire abatement that I want to, do and hit it hard on weekends, mainly Saturdays and sometimes after work. So that's kind of what I'm considering at the moment. So doing the on call, it's pager time, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what I'm considering.
I hear that. I know what you mean by the on-call. Yep. Do you like doing that fire abatement? You're just basically clearing, right?
Doing a lot of weed eating. I mean, huge lots, like sometimes half acre lots or greater. As long as I have enough ibuprofen, I'm fine. So, aggravate my neck. But a lot of the lots are not going uphill, so it's just, call it the weed eater shuffle. Just kind of shuffle along and do it,
Yeah, I know what you mean. We got that PPNL easement with that 24 acres on the side of us there. Well, if you're pacing out on Green Springs, pacing the road, it's to the right of us. And it took quite a while for us to turn around and clear that fence line from that PPNL field, because they do not. It's where the high transmission lines are. They don't do anything with it, man. They let it overgrown. They've had more complaints on that thing than Carter's got liver pills. So it took us months, actually. It took 2 summers to clear the fence line to where we can actually get the John Deere in there and mow that all down along that fence line. So if that thing does catch fire, it's not coming onto our property.
Yeah, I believe it. Look, all that grass and stuff you see from the highway, yeah, it's a lot. We did a lot that I don't know if it was a half acre or something. I might have been less, but took us quite a while to do it, and it was like 4 feet, tall grasses that weren't quite dead. So I'm having to systematically just full throttle it and just work it down. Slow going, but it took us a long time. It was actually kind of enjoyable, but that was kind of a after work thing, do until dark, So got it done, and because it was a big fire hazard at the time.
Yeah, I hear that. Yep. Yeah, that's the way this is next door, except for the problem we had, why it took so long to do it. You've seen the field. All that rabbit brush that's out there and all the junipers that are out there, we had to clear all that from the fence line by about 5 feet in order to. And then it took. I don't even think we were able to take the John Deere out there without destroying it. Yeah, I think it took the third summer before we was actually able to ride that fence line. So yeah, I know what it's like. And we turn around and now we keep it pretty much mowed every spring, the end of spring, we turn around and get it mowed down.
Yeah, a lot of things we do, it's like stocky grasses, it's not brush, or else we just couldn't, do it with a weed eater. But the stuff we do, it's heavy duty enough for the reinforced line we use. You just go through there full throttle and, take it out.
I hear that. That's a good way to go, though. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that can't get out there and do it on their own. So, yeah, it's pretty good service you're supplying.
Well, we do it at the Running Y and at the Platts, so it's not property. So, whole nother ball game. It's like, you know, they get severely fined if they don't get it done. So, we go in there. There's a lot of other people that do different property and Platts around the area, but got established ones, which we do, so that's kind of mostly what we do.